All right. I'm Sam here with Brock Dahl, and we're talking about his documentary that they're wrapping up shooting today. Tell me a little bit about what your documentary is.
Well, our documentary is about our travels. Well, more specifically, me and my friend Ben are making a documentary about like a trip to South by Southwest, which is like a conference hosted in Austin, Texas, and all the big music people and all the big like video people all come down and they just collaborate with each other and like listen to like keynote speakers, all this other cool stuff happens. And basically the documentary is like centered around our friend group who has a music label called First Classic. It's their journey going down to South by Southwest and trying to connect with people and make it in the business.
So we've been working on this project for a semester, and I'm guessing it's your first documentary you've ever made. Was there anything about the process that surprised you, and what was the trickiest thing you had to overcome while making it?
The trickiest thing would probably have to be the filming itself. Like, I didn't realize how, like, I've handled a camera before, and I've, like, edited stuff, but, like, actually getting still shots and, like, keeping the camera steady was, like, pretty difficult for us. So that would probably be the one setback that we have, but, other than that, like, it's been a pretty fun journey so far.
What was the best part about your experience so far, and would you make another documentary after this one?
Probably the best thing about this is, like, getting familiar with Premiere editing programs again, because I was getting a little rusty on that, but getting into all this is, like, refueling my passion for, like, making videos and, like, making movies, and, like, that's what I want to do with my life, so this whole thing has been a great experience, and I would definitely, definitely make another documentary. Just like, if we could pick like a different subject that isn't assigned, it'd be fantastic, and I would definitely do it again.
All right. Can we edit this part out? Shit. But do you hope that other people take away from your documentary as they watch it on Media Milwaukee?
Maybe they'll get inspired to like do something similar. Like if they got a goal, part of the whole message of this documentary is like going after like your goals and your dreams and just trying to like make stuff actually happen. So maybe if someone sees this and sees that we're just a bunch of regular guys going out and doing this on our own, then they could think, hey, maybe I could do that too. So that's what I hope they take away from it.
Is there anything that didn't make it into your documentary that you wish would have?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of funny shots that we got of, like, just the gang goofing around. I wish we could put them all in there, but there's not enough room for the goof. So that'd be what I would have kept in. But, you know, you got to keep it a little bit professional.
Definitely. And is there anything that you want people to know going forward as they watch it, and?
I mean, I just hope that they know that we're not a group of, like, professional filmmakers, even though we try to be. And we, like, we're doing the best we can. Like, this is, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I just hope you, like, enjoy just our view of like this whole journey.
Definitely. Well, thanks for chatting with us. We can't wait to watch it.
Thank you very much.
From Media Milwaukee, this is Sam and Brock.